Listening Library presents Mastiff, Becca Cooper, Book 3, by Tamara Pierce. Read for you by Susan Deniker. Whether it's for debt, for work, for sex, for the slaves, in the hope that one day your freedom comes not through purchase, illness, or death, but because slavery and the slavers have been sought out and stamped out in every home, business, warehouse, ship, quarry, bar, factory, and nest they inhabit. Wednesday, June 6th, 249 HE. Mistress Trout's Lodgings, Nipcopper Close, Chorus, 10 of the evening. We buried Holborn today. The burying ground has no trees in it, no shade for us lower city dogs. Because most of us work in the dark, we want our bodies to lie in the sun. Stones decorate the graves, stones placed there for remembrance. Some graves are piled waist high with them, signs that the dogs who lie beneath were loved by family and guards both. There were plenty of folk for Holborn. Rosto, Cora, Aniki, and Phelan had come from the court of the rogue. Even Rosto had learned to like Holborn this last year, for all that he was green jealous that Holborn was my betrothed. Cora and Aniki wept for me. My eyes were as dry as the ground of the boneyard. Everyone believed I'd wept so hard I had no tears left. Holborn's family came. The men left my shoulders damp with tears.